We're here with Blue Jays second baseman Devin Travis as we get set for the Jays and Twins. And Devin, first of all, it's just nice to see you out there at second base. Nobody's talking about when's he going to be ready or he has to DH for a week. It feels great for us to see it. How does it feel for you?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice to be able to wake up every day and come in and be able to get my work with all the guys and not have to worry about my rehab or any type of schedule. It's nice to be playing baseball.
And, you know, you hate to dwell on the stuff like you've had injury problems for the last 3 years, but it's out there, and that's part of the reason that it's so heartwarming to see you out there. And we're looking. Is he getting tested? Was that ground ball taking him? And how's he look when he gets up? You almost got leveled at second base a couple of days ago in a collision there, and you just walked away. And again, every test passed. Does it feel the same way for you? Is it the relief that we feel?
Honestly, I don't even think about that stuff. You know, being hurt a lot in the past, the biggest thing I think that you learn is not to mentally allow it to affect your game. You got to go out there and play. When you're back out on the field, you can't play scared. That's when bad things happen. So I'm just thankful everything's been going well, and I'm just looking forward to more and more games.
And every game that you've played, you've been in the top of the lineup, and that's exactly where John Gibbons wants to see you, at the top of the lineup. That's got to be a point of pride for you that he wants you up there.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very nice. You know, to be able to hit up in the top of the lineup with a guy like JD behind me, understanding that guys are going to be coming after me and attacking me, and you know, my job is to see as many pitches as I can and get on base any way I can. And I love getting on base for the big guy. So I got to continue to get better. I got to continue to get more and more comfortable at the plate. And you know, I want to be a guy that can set the table year long.
Does it help at all that in the last stretch of games you played, you maybe were seeing the ball better than you ever had in your career? That May of last season was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You know, that was a lot of fun. It's sad that it had to end the way it ended, but that was a good month. That was a good month. I think the biggest thing I learned, honestly, last year was how to get through the tough times. April was about the worst I've ever seen the ball, and you know, May was pretty good. So understanding that every single day you got to show up, and you're going to go through tough times. Everybody goes through them. The good ones find ways to break through and continue to fight, and that's what I just have to learn to do. Continue to go after it, understanding that no matter how bad you start, you can continue to get better. And, yeah, May was a good month.
Yeah, it was. We're with Devin Travis. You played a lot with Troy Tulowitzki the last few years, and this year he's not ready to start the spring, and that just gives you a chance to be with Aledmys Diaz, with Yan-Hervé Solarte, with Gifton Gopé. How much are you working on getting to know those guys?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, we really miss Troy. Now he's a guy that I grew up watching, a guy that I love to play with, and it's something that I, when I was a little kid, I never dreamed of it. So I only could dream of it. I'm sorry. So it sucks that he's gone. Aledmys Diaz is one heck of a ball player, though. Every single day, he's the same guy. Has a lot of fun playing the game. And truly, I think he's only going to get better and better. He works really hard. He has fantastic hands in the field. His hands at the plate are some of the more impressive hands I've seen. Really excited to have him. Gif, I played against him coming up in the minor leagues. One of the best fielders I've ever seen out in the field. He can play short, third, second. When that guy's got a glove on his hand, he's a dangerous man. I'm just looking forward to, you know, to this team gelling together. We have a lot of good guys, a lot of guys that have fun playing the game of baseball together. So I'm looking forward to it.
And you guys do spring training drills, and obviously, but there's nothing like being in a game, right? So how is it for you to try to, whether it's get used to or break in a partner in the middle infield?
You know what? When you work with guys that like to get better, it's a challenge to work with a new partner. And I think in this game, the biggest thing is accepting those challenges and understanding that this is an opportunity to make you better. Working with a different guy like Aledmys Diaz, I've gotten better. Understanding what he likes, I like to pick his brain to see what he likes to do out in the field, where he likes the ball. his goal between every single pitch, how we're going to relay signs, how we're going to have movement in the middle of the field. So it's an opportunity to get better, and it's been a lot of fun. It's honestly been an easy transition because he likes to get better. So it's been good.
Thanks a lot for this. Appreciate it, and great luck this spring.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, there he is. It's Devin Travis.